the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. Standing in here with my armor on, just trying to tell the truth, and so it is. Looks like Nevada flipped for the Republicans in the Senate, Pennsylvania to the Democrats. I don't have any idea how you could vote for John Fetterman, who looks like an out-of-work, you know, bouncer with a drug habit. But hey, whatever. Wisconsin, Ron Johnson wins. In Georgia, there's going to be a runoff on the 6th of December. That's happening. In Arizona, all right, so I'm getting a lot of comments from Arizona that Charlie Kirk and these other guys that know it better than I do, which is fine, say there's a 600,000 outstanding drop-off day of ballots. Okay. And when they get picked up, those will go heavily Republican. There's only a 100,000 vote lead for Mark Kelly, for example. And in the governor's race there, in the governor's race, it's, heck, it's 30,000 votes. So this one's a long way from over, that's for sure. So that's as of 7:07 a.m. Eastern time. So it looks like, well, Brian Kemp was reelected by almost 10 points in Georgia. Laura Kelly, reelected Democrat in Kansas. I just think that's remarkable that Kansas has a Democrat governor. Janet Mills won easily in Maine. Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. Now, Tudor Dixon has not conceded the race at this point. And you know what's remarkable to me, though, is that I find three counties in northern Michigan, Leelanau County, Benzie County, Grand Traverse County, all supporting Gretchen Whitmer. Isabella County, that being Mount Pleasant, supporting Gretchen Whitmer. Bay County, Saginaw County, Genesee County. Of course, Kent County went for Whitmer. She's from that side of the state. Muskegon County, of course. Wayne County, huge for Whitmer, of course. Washtenaw County, big for Whitmer. Oakland County, big for Whitmer. But Macomb County, Tudor Dixon has to win Macomb County to win in Michigan. She lost Macomb County, it looks, by 3 points. And that's the way that one is. All right, so in Nevada, they've got 72% of the vote in. Looks like Joe Lombardo is going to win Nevada. All right, so you've got that. In New Mexico, a close race, but 6 points. Michelle Lujan Grisham wins. I don't know how you win in a state when you've got an open border and you don't care. That is bizarre. 5-point win for Kathy Hochul in New York. Less than 300,000 votes, the win there. The race in Oregon, it's less than 10,000 votes. But Tina Kotek seems to have gotten a shift, at least, from the folks that were supporting Christine Drazen. Wisconsin, Tony Evers reelected, even though the polls showed Tim Michaels was going to pull that one off. But I go back to, and look, in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, thank God, maybe he's gone forever. And maybe he's gone forever, right? So the Democrats needed 5 seats to win. The Republicans needed 5 seats to win. Right now, Colorado and New Hampshire are in the Democrat column. North Carolina and Ohio are in the Republican column. It looks like Nevada's going to go in the Republican column. If Arizona does come through, that changes everything. If Arizona comes through for the United States Senate and for the governor's race, that would change everything. So we need to stay with that. But the red wave did not materialize in the way that it was expected. And again, a lot of Gen Z voters out there, Gen Z voters came out. But can you get them out twice in Georgia? Because it could well come down to a runoff in Georgia that would happen December the 6th, right? So Democrats need 5 to win. All right, so now they actually have 3 now. They have Colorado, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania. All right, those 3. And I will tell you, I trusted the polls far too much. I trusted the mood of the country far too much. I felt people would vote their pocketbooks apparently far too much. But apparently young people who don't worry too much about money because mommy and daddy pay the way got to go vote on, you know, transgender and abortion rights or something like that. Something like that. I hope this Arizona thing turns out the way that some are predicting right now. That would be huge. Huge. It would be incredibly remarkable. The New York Times is pretty good at this generally. House control definitely going to the Republicans. That's pretty certain. The Republicans have won 219 seats. The Democrats won 206 seats. Right now, the Senate forecast is for 50-50, but it's not done yet. Again, Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, outstanding. Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, outstanding. Nevada looks to be on the Republican side. Georgia straight up. And Arizona, well, we'll see if the folks turn out to be right. Let's go back to where I was in the mailbag. How about that? Let's go back to where I was in the mailbag because it's interesting to me. That's why. Steve writes, Virginia, no surprise. You can't overcome the votes of the Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads. Virginia, like every other state that borders D.C., is just lost to the cancer of the left. I'm with you, Steve. I'm just as disappointed with the elections as you are. I thought we were all feeling the pain hitting our household and finances. Thank you for all you do. I faithfully get up at 6 to watch you in the real news. The messages, keep doing what you do. Thank you, Monty. Really appreciate that. Alan writes, go to history. FDR won forever because no Social Security, stock market crash, no money, no real pain. Pain were eyes and ears bleeding. Gas is at $15 to $20 a gallon. I don't know what that means, Alan, but I guess we'll just have to get to real pain, I guess. Donna writes, Ohio has absentee ballots, and they must be requested, signed, dated, and mailed before Election Day. That's how J.D. Vance won. No mail-in voter fraud. That's right. The states that protected the elections did well. Steve, the illegals were shipped all over by the commie Democrats, along with early mail-in voting, causing this huge steal. You're among the greatest on TV. Keep up the good work. Chin up. We still have work to do. Yes, we do. Yeah, apparently we do. Let's see here. Laura writes, I think the issue is a faith issue. We've given up on faith in God. We're no longer one nation under God. Well, I wonder if we're even one nation some days. Hang in there. I sense your frustration on this one. New to your show, you have slowly grown on me. I like your style. Well, gosh darn it, John, I like you too. Good to have you here. I'm going to take a break, freshen the coffee. I'll be back.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. I guess we can't write off the Michigan State football season just yet. And it was an improbable win, of course, to be sure, from what everybody thought would happen at Illinois. But it's a win. And now the Spartans, for the first time in a while, are going to be favored, likely, in the next two games, both at home, their final two home games against the Big Ten doormats, Rutgers and Indiana. If those are wins, that's a three-game winning streak heading into the finale at Penn State. But with two more wins, the Spartans are bowl eligible. And with a win at Penn State, a 7-5 finish, four straight wins, well, let's just say no one thought that was going to occur after the issues at Michigan. So now, a win at Illinois has turned the season around for the last quarter, no question about it.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.